with typical savings accounts and CDs paying pitiful interest rates. Some people are considering investing in individual stocks in order to get a better return. But, of course, with greater return comes greater risk. Here with some advice for first-time investors is Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, is it a good idea for someone with a bit of extra money on hand to try picking individual stocks in different companies?
I think for the most part, if you don't have a lot of money, that you ought to stick with mutual funds. It gives you a lot of diversity. You've got a professional picking it, and there's so many out there for so many different industries and issues that you can definitely find a good mutual fund for the little bit of money that you have. On the other hand, if you want to pick a stock, be aware that you need to do a lot of research and make sure you know what you're picking. Don't just pick up the newspaper and you see something about a stock and say, that's what I want. That's not how you should go about it.
Because it's this risk factor you're talking about.
That's right. You know, individual stocks are highly risky. There are lots of swings in them. And that's the one good thing about mutual funds. You've got a professional basically picking a portfolio of various stocks, and everybody's sort of sharing in this risk of stock investing. So I think for the small investor, mutual funds is the way to go. But, you know, we can talk some more about information for people who want to go that single stock route.
Are there common mistakes that individual small stock investors make that you could warn us about now?
I think one of the biggest mistakes they make is they do not diversify. They have all their money in one stock. They just put it. That's gambling, really. You ought to have some diversification if you're going to pick individual stocks.
Isn't there also some question about broker fees? I mean, when you buy a stock, you have to go through a broker, don't you? And they charge.
Well, you do. You can. That's one avenue. But there are a lot of different avenues to get individual stocks these days. There's something called Share Builder that specializes in small purchases of stocks at low fees. And you can find out more information from them at sharebuilder.com. There's also something called Dividend Reinvestment Plans, and they're called DRIPs. Dividend reinvestment plans. And with a DRIP, investors buy shares directly from a company, and that way they can avoid brokerage commissions. And DRIPs are offered by more than 1,300 companies. They're company-sponsored investment programs that let just anyone buy at least one share, and then the dividends are reinvested. It's a good way to get into buying individual stocks, especially if you're trying to teach your child about investing in stocks.
So that's how you buy a stock directly from a public company with a DRIP plan? Is there another way to do it?
Well, I think that's the best and lowest cost way to do it. And if you want more information about that, you can go to the National Association of Investors Corp. Or you can get more information about DRIPs at The Money Paper. It's called The Money Paper, and you can go to moneypaper.com. Really good sites to learn about DRIPs. I think between Share Builder and DRIPs, it's a good way to buy stocks at a low price.
Personal finance tips from Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she's the author of the book 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're so welcome.
And now an update on Michelle's Penny Pincher Award contest. The verdict is in. Boy, are you listeners cheap. We've received hundreds of entries involving saving money on everything from peanut butter to bath water. We have winners to announce next week. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.